Friends, in this chapter 17, we are going to discuss about the foreign exchange and interest rate swaps. Terminology looks like a little bit difficult, but it is not difficult. It is very simple to understand. This is a foreign exchange interest rate swap. Wherever interest element is involved, it's getting hedged. So there are certain instruments created, and these instruments are covered under these chapters. So our aim and objective to understand here is the concept, structure, and type of swap instruments. Then difference between foreign exchange swaps, interest rate swaps, currency swaps, and cross-currency interest rate swaps. These are four types of swaps. Okay? And this combines the mechanics and rationale behind using the swaps and saving swaps for hedging and arbitrage. You will also understand to analyze the cost saving and risk mitigation benefit of the swaps for corporation and financial institutions. Considering these objectives, we will discuss in our structure about the foreign exchange swaps, borrowing in foreign currency, interest rate swaps, arbitrage opportunities, currency swaps, cross-currency internet rates, and risk and regulatory consideration with advantages of swaps. As you are aware, that to effectively manage the exposures which are increasingly exposed to the multiple risk which arises from the currency and interest rate fluctuation. To manage these exposures, a financial instrument such as foreign exchange swaps and interest rate swaps came into the existence. This cross-currency interest rate swaps combines the elements of both foreign exchange and interest rate, right? This enables the parties to exchange the principal and interest payments in different currencies and interest rate formats. These complex instruments are important in managing the currency and interest rate risk in long-term international financial investment. Now, the foreign currency swap first. A foreign currency or foreign exchange swaps is a contractual agreement between two counterparties to simultaneously engage in two opposite foreign exchange transactions. Two opposite foreign currency transactions means what? One being a spot or near spot transaction and other being a forward transaction using the same currency pair for the same amount. The transaction typically involves the initial exchange of currencies at the agreed spot rate, which is followed by the reverse exchange and specified forward rate future rates. Now, what is the structure of this forward exchange swap? Foreign exchange swaps structure consists of two legs, that is initial leg and forward leg. Initial leg is also called as spot leg, and forward leg is called as a reverse leg. So in initial leg, the counterparty exchange the notional amount of two different currencies at prevailing spot rate, sometimes at the near or nearer to stop, such as T plus 2 days, right? And in forward leg, reverse leg, on agreed future date, same amount are exchanged back, but at the forward rate determined at the inception of the contract. Here, you can see the example. A company A in India enters into a foreign exchange swap with the bank B. On July 1, company A buys the USD 1 million against the Indian rupee from the bank at the spot rate of USD 83. Simultaneously, it also agrees to sell USD 1 million back to the bank after 1 month at the forward rate USD 83.20. The net effect is a temporary exchange of currencies for liquidity or hedging purpose. Now, FX swaps are widely used for these FX swaps, foreign exchange swaps. They are widely used for one, liquidity management, then hedging the foreign currency exposure, then interest arbitrage, then comes your balance sheet management and reserve management of central banks. The advantages of interest rate swap will be no exchange rate risk is in net position. That is the advantage. It means since the both legs are of the transactions are agreed upon upfront, net exchange rate exposure is eliminated. Then customizable maturities. FX swaps can be tailored to match the exact maturity and cash flow requirement of the parties and lower the transaction cost as compared to the two separate transactions. FX swaps can offer better pricing due to the lower bid and spread. There will be risks. The risk will be counterparty risk, that there is a risk that the other party may default on forward leg. Settlement risk, that is called Herstatt risk also, that one party may settle its obligation while the other party defaults or delays. Then market risk, it comes through minimized, slightly misalignments in the interest rate, and unforeseen events may cause the valuation change. Then regulatory framework in India. Foreign exchange swaps are governed by the foreign exchange management under FEMA, by RBI, and RBI allows the authorized dealers to undertake the foreign exchange swaps for clients for hedging its genuine exposure or for the proprietary trading within the prescribed limit. Reserve Bank of India also conducts the USD-INR FX swap auction to manage the liquidity and forward premium in the domestic market. Now, borrowing in foreign currency. Borrowing in foreign currency is very much required, and that will be in the form of maybe it is a capital flow, it will be foreign currency borrowing, and they have become integral part of international financial management. While offering the cost advantage, the foreign currency borrowing also exposes to the borrower, because generally the borrowing is in the form of maybe by syndicated loan, maybe by external commercial borrowing, that is ECB, maybe by purchase of bond or euro bond or trade credits, right? Then motivation for foreign currency borrowing. What motivates for the foreign currency borrowing? Because of its lower rate of interest, because the access to the larger pool of capital, because diversification of investor base, then it has got a natural hedge creation and it has got regulatory arbitrage. The type of foreign currency borrowing consists of external commercial borrowing. First one is the external commercial borrowing, which is governed by RBIs under FEMA. ECB are loans which are raised by the Indian companies from non-resident lenders such as foreign banks or international capital market and multilateral institution. The ECB can be in the form of bank loan. It may be buyer's credit or supplier's credit. It may be securitized instrument. It can be bond or debentures. Okay. Then next one after ECB will be the foreign currency convertible bonds. After external commercial borrowing, there will be another instrument, that is for foreign currency convertible bonds. The bonds are issued in foreign currency which can be converted into equity shares of the issuing company under the certain conditions. Then syndicated loans and euro bonds. This is often raised by the large corporates or the government in global financial centers, which involves the multiple lenders and lower regulatory frictions. There is a risk associated with the foreign currency borrowing. There will be exchange rate risk, there will be refinancing risk, there will be interest rate risk, regulatory risk, sovereign risk, and country risk. Therefore, it requires the hedging. And what would be the hedging strategy? Hedging strategy is nothing but it is to manage the risk associated with the foreign currency borrowing. Companies may use some tools. Which tools are there? That is one. Foreign exchange swaps is one of the tools to align the currency inflow and outflow. Then forward contracts. Very simple to understand. Then currency options to manage the downside risk while retaining the upside potential. Then cross-currency interest rate swaps, CCIRS, and natural hedge. These are some of the risk for the hedging. Then Indian regulatory framework and RBI guidelines says that there are certain guidelines that they have issued. One, RBI has issued to govern the foreign currency borrowing by Indian entities under the Foreign Exchange Management Borrowing and Lending Regulation 2018, and its key features includes the eligibility criteria, who can borrow, then end user restrictions have been put, all in cost ceiling has been placed, maturity norms have been given, and hedging requirement is also given, which is mandatory. These are the mandatory fields which has to comply at the time of borrowing, right? Then interest rate swaps. All the interest rate swaps, IRS, are the financial derivative contract in which two parties agreed to exchange the interest rate cash flow on a notional principal amount over the specified period. These instruments are primarily used to manage exposure to interest rate fluctuation, convert the fixed rate liabilities into floating rate liabilities and vice versa, and achieve the more favorable borrowing condition. Interest rate swaps are fundamental tools for both corporate treasury as well as the financial institutions to manage interest rate risk. The market for interest rate swaps is one of the most liquid segment of global derivative market with widespread use of across advanced emerging economy. The structure of interest rate swaps. How the interest rate swap works. In a typical plain vanilla interest rate swaps, one party pays a fixed rate. Other party pays a floating rate. Usually it is linked to SOFR, Euribor or MIBOR. The payments are exchanged periodically, usually in semi-annually or quarterly basis. Then the notional amount is not exchanged and is used only to calculate the interest payment. But notional amount determined, but it will not be exchanged. For example, a corporate with a floating rate loan wish to convert it into fixed rate obligation to avoid the interest volatility. It intend to IRS where it pays a fixed rate and receives a floating rate. The floating leg offsets the loan payment and effectively locking the fixed interest cost. The type of interest rate swaps. There are different types of interest rate swaps. One is a fixed for floating swaps. Fixed for floating funds. The most common form, this is the most common form, where the fixed rate payment are exchanged for floating rate payment. Right? Then basis of swaps. Basis of swaps that it involves the exchanging floating rate payments based on different benchmark. That is LIBOR versus SOFR. Then amortization swaps. Amortizing swaps. Notional principal decreases over the time and matching, amortizing the debt structure. Then accreting swaps. Accreting swaps means notional increase over the time, which is suitable for growing funding requirement and forward starting swaps. Purpose and application of interest rate swaps. Hedging the interest rate exposure is first purpose. Second purpose is a cost reduction. Third purpose is asset liability management. Fourth is a synthetic fixed and floating debts and speculation and arbitrage. Now, what are the benefits of interest rate swaps? Benefits are flexible in design. Interest rate swaps are flexible in design because it can be customized in terms of the tenor, frequency, benchmark, and payment dates. Then there will be no exchange of principal, only because there is a notional and only interest rate is getting exchanged. So reduced credit exposure as compared to the loan or bonds. Then it is efficient risk transfer. This enables the transfer of risk, interest rate risk between the counterparties without actually cash flow, and it changes its underlying debts. So then liquidity and market depth. This is active in interest rate swaps market, provide the pricing transparency and ease of entry or exit. Then risk and challenges are linked to the interest rate swaps. There will be risk of counterparty. There will be basis of the risk will be if the floating rate index on the swap differs from the index on the underlying debts, the mismatches can arise. And as far as the counterparty is concerned, the risk that other party is defaulting on its obligation, particularly in a long dated swaps. Market risk, if you will talk about on interest rate swaps, there are changes in the interest, if there are changes in the interest rate that can lead to the mark-to-market losses and if positions is not offset. The operational and legal risk requires the robust documentation, that is ISRA master agreement occurs and its accurate valuation and risk control. Now, accounting and regulatory framework in India and global. Accounting treatment as far as the interest rate swaps are concerned under IND AS 109 and IFRS 9, swaps are classified either at the hedge instrument or trading instruments with appropriate fair valuation and disclosures. RBI guideline says the interest rate swaps are governed as most directional and derivatives, which specifically permitted the instruments which are eligible participants, purpose of restrictions, and risk management framework. The corporates use the swaps, corporate use of the swaps is allowed for hedging the restructuring of the debt exposure and not the speculative purpose. Now, clearing and settlement. Post-2008 reforms, Basel III, Dodd-Frank have mandated the central clearing of standardized swap through CCP, that is central counterparties, to mitigate the systematic risk. Now, arbitrage opportunity is under the interest rate swaps. Arbitrage opportunities refers to the practice of exploiting the price or rate differentiation in different market or instrument to earn the risk-free profit. In the context of the foreign exchange swaps and interest rate swaps, arbitrage opportunity arises when mismatches in the interest rate, currency forward premium, or credit spreads are allow market participants to design the strategies that yield the guaranteed profit with a little or no risk. While such pure arbitrage opportunities are there and they are rare, a short-lived, the efficient market temporary mispricing, market inefficiencies, regulatory differences, and credit spreads between the counterparties can lead to the arbitrage possibilities. Financial institutions hedge the funds, and the sophisticated treasury operation often seek to exploit these differentials for profit or to reduce the effective cost of borrowing and investing. This is now there will be a covered interest rate arbitrage. There are different type of arbitrage. CIRA, covered interest rate arbitrage, where there involves using of FX forward contract and differences in interest rate between two countries to earn the arbitrage profit. This is based on covered interest rate parity. Covered interest rate parity, that is CIRP principles, which states that the difference between the interest rate in two currencies should equal to the forward premium and discount. Here is an example, you can very well go through it. Now, swap-based arbitrage. Swap, and under swap-based arbitrage, there will be an interest rate swap arbitrage. Now, interest rate swap arbitrage involves exploiting the differences between the swap rate and market interest rate for the similar maturity. Therefore, party can borrow it at float rate, enter into swap, and pay the lower floating rate. This synthetic fixed rate borrowing can be cheaper than directly issuing the fixed rate debit. Now, cross-currency swap arbitrage. Cross-currency swap arbitrage. Arbitrage opportunities arises when there are mismatches between spot and forex rates, spot apex rates, forward rate, interest rate differential, and swap implied interest rate. Institutions can design the arbitrage strategy such as borrowing in one currency, entering into cross currency, investing into another currency, locking in forward rates to convert back to the original currency, and such a strategy will help exploit the interest rate differential and credit the spreads between the jurisdiction. Now, regulatory or tax arbitrage. Third, the difference in regulatory capital requirement or tax treatment between the markets or instruments can make the swap attractive. Therefore, bank may use the swaps to shift the risk exposure to the lower capital jurisdiction. The corporate might prefer a swap instructions or swap restructure interest or currency profile without triggering the tax implication of refinancing. Now, basis of swap arbitrage. What are the basis of swap arbitrage? One, basis swaps means it involves the exchange of the two floats rates, which is based on different benchmark like SOFR or Euribor. That can present the arbitrage. When one benchmark trades persistently above the other, swap spreads are out of alignment with the historical norm, and arbitragers are locked in profit by simultaneously entering into offsetting the swap legs across the two benchmarks. Now, triangular arbitrage in FX swaps. Triangular arbitrage involves when there will be an exploiting the discrepancies between three currency exchange rates. If the implied cross rate between the two currencies through a third currency is different from the direct market rate trades, direct market rate, then the trader can do one thing. He can convert one currency to the second, then to third, and back to the first. This is pocketing the differences. This often automated by the FX desk and high frequency trading system, and may involve FX swaps or forward to lock the profit. Now, systematic position arbitrage. What is this systematic position arbitrage? Many times traders are creating the synthetic instruments. They are creating synthetic instruments. They're using, by using to replicate the cash flow of the direct positions in bond or currencies at lower cost. This synthetic replication is arbitrage if the swap-based replication cost less than the direct exposure and the strategy is risk neutral and cost efficient. Now, risk in the swap arbitrage. Risk in the swap arbitrage. There will be execution risk because delay in execution legs may nullify the profit. Then credit risk. Credit risk, counterparty default. Then liquidity risk, illiquid swap market. Then regulatory constraint. Market may restrict the cross-border arbitrage. Then model risk. Then it may be mistimation of forward rates or the spread that can lead to mispriced arbitrage trades.